This is episode 10 of season 4 of the podcast.
1, 2, 3, fuck it.
Hi.
Nobody back.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Nyambuzi only because I'm the goat, and today I'm joined by my very special guest. Introduce yourself, honey.
Hey guys, this is Swiri Nyarkano.
Yeah. You know, even if you didn't say your name, people would know it's you
from my voice.
Yeah. And there's a way you express strong lungs. Yourself. Yeah, Akoko, your strong lungs. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about when you found out that you could be so zen. When did you find out that you were so in touch with your spirituality?
I think I've always been in touch with my spirituality since childhood. Like, I was just one of those kids who was born and I got into this planet and I was just like, this is not it.
This ain't it, honey.
Literally. You know.
Did you call God and you're like, this ain't it, chief?
Mimi, I was always... Kwanza, when they killed my... You know the stories that they remember about me when I was young was my frog was killed.
Yeah.
That is what my relatives remember. Mm. How I cried when my frog was killed. And also how I used to cry. I used to cry like... Okay, in Luo... Okay, let me translate. Atinataka mamangu na nataka babangu. Even when my mom and my dad were around.
What is it in Luo? Say it again.
Adwa mama, adwa baba. Like, I used to cry like that. And so, to me... Oh, God, this wasn't it when I landed. And I don't know if there are people who feel like that, but literally me, I felt like that ever since I was a kid. Like, no. Like, the things I was expecting were not how it was happening.
Like, you came with expectations.
Yeah. And naonyeshwa vitu zingine.
Yeah.
So I was just like, no. Like, to me, I feel like that is what it has. It was. And then... That brought me to loneliness because now I did not have much friends growing up because everything was just not making sense to me.
Yeah.
So I just became to myself. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that is when I started having a relationship with my intuition. Yeah. Things that I was not being taught in school, but I felt them about myself. I held on to those.
Yeah.
Until they started making sense. I did not let go. Mm. Yeah, I never let go.
Thank God you didn't, because look at you now. We have you now. Thank God you did not. Mm. I think I realized I was a bit zen when... Growing up, I used to listen to music a lot. I used to sing. So when I listened to the music, the way people were expressing themselves, you know, I'd always want to understand deeper. Mm. And I think that's why I love novels, because I love to delve into the things, you know, and... Try and...
It keeps your imagination really
woke. Also, I have a very wild imagination.
I can imagine people who read have the wildest imaginations. Because, you know, when you're reading, you have to create the pictures in your head. It's the best. I think it's the best way to strengthen your imagination.
Actually, that's one of the reasons why I stay reading. Mm. Because... it doesn't bore me with all the images I make up in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I make characters. Even in my life, I give characters to the book.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God, that's
makes
amazing.
Me happy. Then when I went to high school and poetry and all of that, just delving into words and feeling, I feel like, you know, there's an emotional...
Being in touch with the emotional side.
Yeah. There's something that words carry that's... They're emotional. Words are so emotional.
Yeah.
Each word has its own emotion. Yeah. They are spells. Yeah. And you just can't live life not knowing what the words mean. You know? So I just kind of got into that. I loved poetry. I loved literature in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what got me in touch with being zen and understanding that there's more to things than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very grateful. And both my parents are actually linguists. So... Literary analyst.
I loved literature.
Yeah.
My English teachers were always my favorite. Even me. They were always the most beautiful.
And they were also always pregnant.
Oh, mine were not. Oh my God.
All my English teachers were always pregnant, bro.
Me, my English teachers were so young, like, and so pretty, and then they were in style. Gosh. Yeah.
But I remember in class 6, I got one who was really bad and mean. Teacher Carol, man, fuck you.
Oh! I swear.
That's why I love growing up. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this shit since I started my YouTube channel. When I remember someone who fucks me over as a kid, I say, first fuck of you. All, bitch, fuck you. Yeah.
Because back then they make you feel like you are so wrong. Mm. And then you grow up into life and you realize that actually grown people are just, you know, adults are just children.
Yeah, we're all just tall. We're just dollar.
Trying to figure it out. Everybody's trying to figure it out. And yet the teachers were acting like they've figured it out.
Yeah.
Like they're already in heaven.
Oh my God. What was that? That's so crazy. You know, and then I didn't understand the concept of people projecting that internalized emotions to you. Like, I remember I used to have a math teacher who would call me Maringo because I was an only child. Only to realize that his daughter is an only child to him. And I was like, nigga, why you...
Yeah, he was projecting.
Yeah, and he would be so mean and condescending, bruh.
Because aezi ambia mtoto wake hizo.
Ah, so ni mimi ananiambia...
Amepata punching bag.
Okay, if your name is Joel and your Joel and your father is Mr. Mugendi, that, just know that that's what he was saying about you.
Yeah, because that had nothing to do with you.
I love growing up and being able to call people out.
The subconscious, one thing about the subconscious is that, you know, people don't know that everything you think about other people, especially people that you don't know, your subconscious only knows you.
Yeah.
It doesn't know anybody else.
Yeah.
Your subconscious only knows you. Mm-hmm. And this is why when you talk about words being... very important, like sacred. Mm. Words are spells.
Yeah.
Literally. That's why the articulation of every word is called spelling. Mm. Words are literal spells. And every time you speak, you're casting spells. So your subconscious only knows who you are. So right now, maybe before meeting you, I would niseme kitu kama, oh, I feel like Nyambura is so kind.
Mm.
Or, you know, I look at her and I see kindness, I see this. That is me projecting on you because I don't know you, but I'm judging you from my own subconscious.
Yeah.
The same way, even negative things when you say about other people, you're talking about yourself, baby. You know, and the spiritual people can tell. You know, every time your opinion of others is a confession of your own character. Always. Unless you've interacted with those people to a point where you know who they are on a personal level.
Yeah.
But if not, if you're just speculating... Every confession that you have of other people, every opinion that you hold of other people, positive or negative, is usually 100% a confession of your own character because your subconscious doesn't know anybody else.
Yeah.
It only knows you. It only knows you.
You see, that's so why people I walk like around
projecting their shit on people.
Yeah,
time.
Just living, carrying all that baggage. Nigga hasn't been in therapy since. He's only seen therapy on Twitter when people talk about it. Going to my therapist. And that's who you want to listen to? Honey, come on. Don't listen to just anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't listen to just anyone. And when it comes to now projection, people projecting, again, when somebody's projecting on you, unless you have a receptor for it inside yourself, like, for example, like, let's say me, somebody comes and tells me, oh, sweetie, you're so ugly. If I have a receptor... like, I think I'm ugly, that will affect me. That is the only way words affect you. But if you don't have a receptor for it, you are immune. So when somebody comes and tells me, sweetie, you're so ugly, and man, me, I see myself as the baddest bitch in the block. Oh my God, it will not even go anywhere. It will not hold any water. Ni kama mimi ni mjaluo na naniongelesha kwa Kikuyu na sisiki Kikuyu. Doesn't affect me.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like... unless you, if somebody affects, insults you and it triggers you, then it means you have a receptor for it, my baby. You have a receptor for it.
Yeah.
You already see like yourself that like that.
Analogy, your analogy on the microorganisms and disease. Yes. Tell me that.
I studied microbiology, by the way, and biotechnology.
And in she the graduated. University.
In the.
So, the only university with that thing.
Yes.
You know?
So, studying microbiology, you study about microbes, the world of unseen, the unseen world. And literally, people think we see everything. We don't see everything. A lot of things are microscopic and macroscopic. We cannot see macroscopic. They are too big. It has to be zoomed. Ni kama kukua aerial.
Ah.
If you are in aerial view, uko juu, you can observe actually the terrain, the way it is. But when you are inside the terrain, you cannot observe it. So that is macro, okay? Yeah, yeah. And then we have micro, mm-hmm. too tiny to be seen, okay? Mm-hmm. So the spiritual realm is usually unseen. That mm-hmm. is the unseen. So micro, like the microscope, when you have to use microscope to view things, then now you're viewing, to me, according to me, is viewing the spiritual realm. And so in microbiology, they... usually there's this thing called receptor, you know, the lock and key, like something like a bacteria has to develop has a receptor inside of you so that they can lock. Iyo bacteria ikiingia ndani yako lazima ikuwe na place pa kujiattach. Any microbe for it to affect you, whether it's Vibrio cholerae, whether it is, you know, Candida albicans, lazima ukuwe na receptor pale penye hiyo microorganism itakuja ijiattach ikuwe na nyumba hapo.
And that's why I gave the example of a person with sickle cell and
malaria. Yeah. A sickle cell person cannot contact malaria because they don't have a receptor where the Anopheles mosquito is going to attach its nini on. So that is literally how the spiritual realm works, literally. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a receptor for something, if you don't have a receptor for something microscopic, because spirituality is microscopic, when somebody is sending you negative energy, that is literally microscopic.
Yeah.
So your immunity, your spiritual immune system is your physical immune system. But you have to be affected in the spiritual realm before it manifests in the physical. So every disease, every depression, everything starts in the spirit world and then it comes to
the
real world. Yeah. And so when you don't have a receptor for certain, like when you don't have a receptor for things that people say, when you don't have a receptor for the HIV virus, when you don't have a receptor for, you know, the bacteria that causes tuberculosis, it will utashika, itakushika. But when you have a receptor for it, receptor ni kama receptionist, umetengenezea kitu reception kwa mwili yako. Ikikuja inapokelewa kwa reception.
Inachukuliwa.
Exactly. So if you have welcome. A reception... If you have a reception, then definitely it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a reception, inakuja inaangalia hata haina place pa kukaa.
Yeah, inasema huku ni wapi? Poor reception, 0 out of 10, I'm leaving.
Hapa ni wapi? I swear.
Tumezungukwa
na shashamani.
Actually, it's 420.
It's 420. So I'm telling you, that's what it is. Like... that's how life works. Even negative energy. Mm-hmm. Look at microscopic organisms that cause diseases as negative energy. Because we have positive energy. We have microscopic organisms that are actually good for the body.
Yeah.
And then we have microscopic organisms that are actually terrible for the body. Mm. So look at the ones that are terrible as negative energy and the ones that are good as positive energy. And all these things, you have to have a receptor for it. Like, for example, in when it comes to positivity, let's say I meet somebody, they believe they are ugly. Or they believe they are not enough. And then I tell them, oh, you're so beautiful. They don't have a receptor for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually saw a stand-up comedy special about someone was saying how ugly people are the only ones who actually get offended when you're called ugly because they've already internalized it. Yeah, but if you're hot as fuck and someone comes and they're like, bitch, you're so ugly. You're like, okay.
You're in the wrong dimension. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
You can't see my aura. Like, you're in the wrong dimension, my
where
dear.
Where are you looking?
Get thee behind me.
Get with the program. Get with the program.
Exactly.
Aujapewa program.
Aujapewa memo.
Ay, aujui.
Aujui huku tumejibeba. Because most of the time people who also the energies work so beautifully because people who also project you cannot project what you don't have within. For you to call somebody else ugly, it means you already believe that about yourself. Literally, people who know they are beautiful, they don't go around calling people ugly. It never happens. It'd be the ugliest
bitches that want to
say those are the ones. That's how energy works. Like if you don't have it, you cannot give it. So everything that people draw from inside is usually people draw things from inside out. And then now that brings us to the mental stuff, the collective mind and the individual mind. Because now in the collective mind, when in your individual mind you believe that, oh, you know, I'm fucking up. You know, you're already judging yourself. You are inner bully. Everybody has that inner bully.
Mm.
I usually call it inner kiama. Mm. Inner kiama. Kiama. Kiama is a Kikuyu word for kiama. Council of Elders.
It says kiama.
Yeah, kiama.
Yeah.
Me, I call it kiama because, oh, I love it. Like, yeah, I'm low.
In Kikuyu, it's in kiama.
Kiama.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so that's kiama. Like, inner, everybody has it.
Mm.
When your inner kiama is constantly bullying you, telling you can't do shit, when, who do you think you are?
Bitch, who you think you is?
Ibuka Kochini, what are you going to try? Like, inner bullies are so toxic.
Yeah.
When your inner bullies are...
Wow,
are,
yeah.
Yeah, when they are loud, when they are talking, like when they are talking against you,
mm-hmm.
then that is what is vibrating into the collective mind as well.
Yeah.
So it's like you're brewing your collective mind, the collective mind to actually bully you. So every time you're conflicted in your own individual mind,
mm-hmm.
know that there's physical representation of that conflict in the physical wow. realm.
Yeah.
Physical, like kuna mtu ameembody hizo thoughts zako zenye aupendi about yourself. Mm-hmm. So the moment you get out, it is going to be rubbed on your face. It is going, because you attract what you are.
Yeah.
You attract what you are. You know, we have the law of attraction. So the moment you, in your individual mind, you are conflicted, know that that conflict is also in the collective mind. The way your mind is how the world responds to you. Okay, the yeah. way you respond to yourself in your mind is automatically, there is no, it is like a button, okay, press CV, wash a steamer. The way you think in your mind is how the world is going to respond to you. So mm-hmm. when you hear people say you can control your own reality, then it means you have the ability to control what you think. Because how you treat yourself inside your head is how the society is going to treat you, literally. And if your head is positive, like you're when you soft life ndani ya kichwa yako, everybody should be soft life ndani ya kichwa yao. Like, be so kind with yourself.
Mm.
Even when you kwa nasema jana mimi nikijigonga, I say sorry. Sorry, sorry, aki. Pole.
As you
should. I don't get mad. Kitambo is tukasirika.
Mm.
But as long as you're so kind with yourself.
Actually, you know, that's what's been going on with me lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about myself from a third person's perspective. So I take care of myself.
The observer.
Even when I do, yeah, even when I try to do things for myself, like when I shower and I'm like, okay, today I'm going to shave my legs, apply a nice cream, do something nice. You know, I feel like, wow, I've taken care of myself how I would someone else, you know. And I feel good because I've separated my physical
self. Yeah, you're integrating yeah. now. You've
yeah.
And that is a very beautiful thing in when it comes to awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of your body so that you are now observing yourself go about your day.
Yeah.
And just, you know, when you know somebody is observing how you're treating yourself, then you're like, I'm going to do right by you.
Yeah.
It's like that is the headmaster that's standing there watching me.
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to treat myself?
How you know
am
how
I
those going African to... teachers do?
Yes.
At the window.
Peeping at the window. Exactly. So it's usually like just yourself.
Yeah.
When you have that, then that is how you create awareness within yourself, because now you're observing yourself, how you are responding to things,
mm-hmm.
what triggers you. And then you can change how you respond to these things, because always a trigger is always a call. It's like a wake-up call from your higher self telling you, like, for example, kitvitka jealousy, those are triggers. Like, for you to feel jealous, then it means there is a version of you that you're seeing how you are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because we are so connected, everybody's constantly reminding you of who you are and who you are supposed to be and who you were. It's three.
Yeah.
People are constantly reminding you who you were,
mm-hmm.
who you are going to be, or who you are in this particular present moment. So those are the triggers.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody makes you jealous, it's who you are going to be. Mm-hmm. So how you choose to react to that particular jealousy, now it's on you. That is now you developing your own karma. But then triggers are always there. Everybody gets jealous. Everybody feels anger. Negative emotions are just wake-up calls to tell you that, oh, a boundary has been violated.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, okay? A boundary has been violated. When you feel some type of jealousy, oh, you're being inspired. Jealousy is inspiration.
Yeah, and the difference between a good person and a bad person and someone who can differentiate the two.
Exactly.
If you feel jealous, which is human emotion, yes, and yes, it comes, yes. that's okay. Like, you can be jealous and that's okay.
Yes.
Do you choose to be a bitch about it,
yes.
or are you actually going to feel inspired?
Me, I get so happy when I feel jealous.
Yeah. internally. Because, also,
yeah, because know. It makes me see, like, oh, so that is where I'm going. You cannot feel jealous towards things that have nothing to do with you.
You know, my first emotion, my first reaction that I actually started this, like, in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I feel jealous, I say, wow, I'm very happy for you. Like,
because literally, wow. It's happiness.
Yeah.
From your own perspective, you're
I'm so
that
happy for you. I wish I could have what you have.
That's what
and,
it is.
Yeah. And I've learned that I don't have to believe everything that's being said in my head. And I'm the master. I get to coordinate everything. Your I get head. To control everything.
Yes, exactly.
So if I've been jealous and you can also be jealous of a friend. Like, you can come here and...
Jealous is normal.
Yeah, like, for example, emotion. You have very many followers on TikTok, yeah? Mm. And if I sat here and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous of you, like, wow. But I'm saying I'm so happy for you, you know. Yeah. I need to put that out in the universe so my negative emotions can be cancelled out by a positive
act. A positive act, yeah. And that is what it is. Mm. Actually, I love jealousy. Yeah, yeah. That emotion is telling you, I swear... Ona, like, for example, you right now, Nyambu, there are things you're jealous of that me, I can never be jealous of. Because that is not where I'm
going.
We have
different ones.
Yeah, we have different ones in life.
Yeah.
So people usually mistake that. People think that they're jealous of the same thing. No. And that is when now you bring in awareness. Things that make you jealous as an individual, those are things that have everything to do with you. The universe, your higher self is just showing you. Ni kama sneak peek. Yeah. Like, ona, kwenye unaenda.
Trailer.
Literally. So would you be sad if your higher self is coming to show you that honor when you naenda? Would you be sad? Would you?
No.
Because now it's usually about perspective. You and know, because desire. Now when you're aware, then now you're happy about the things. Me, I look forward to things that make me jealous.
Yeah.
Because that's
actually,
how you know.
Those are the things that are meant for me anyway.
That's how you know. That's how you know where you're meant to go. So that's why I'm telling you, we are so connected with each other and we are always here to remind each other about who you are, who you are, and who you are going to become. Mm. That is what people, when you hear people, it is a peephole that you look, you use to look into yourself. Mm. So every time you're seeing people, it's either you're looking back to where you've been, you're looking at where you are, or you're looking where you're going, or sometimes it can be you're looking at where you don't want to go. It has a lot of directions.
Yeah, you and know, it's for you to decipher.
It's for you to that is where the examination is.
Yeah,
in you the school of life.
Yeah, you have to figure it out.
Yes, and that's where the it's a happy process. If your work is just to figure out where you're headed,
yeah,
and you know, just observing where you've come from, because literally that's what people do. But then when you connect too much, I usually say the reason why we have conflict in the world is because people connect too much.
Mm.
People get attached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you connect, you're supposed to connect to your environment, but don't be attached to it.
Yeah, because it could change.
Because now when you are attached to it, it's like you've created a code from your umbilical cord. You've created a code to your environment.
Mm.
And that code, when you need to grow, it has to be cut at some point. And that is now where heartbreak comes in.
Mm.
But the moment you're walking around and you're just observing everything else and you're allowing yourself to be connected but not attached to anything, that is how you kill even negative energy. Because why would you fail to tell somebody? Like, people know, like, for example, let's say bullying that we were talking about. People know when their teeth are not nicely arranged. You coming to point it out that, you know, bullying people now, telling somebody that, oh, look at your teeth, they're not arranged, as if they don't know.
Yeah, I actually made a video
about
it.
Choosing kindness.
Like, what do you think that in my 23 years I have not heard about myself, honestly? Why do you think that's the most original thing?
And you know yourself, you are with yourself every day.
Every
people come
day.
Pointing out as if you've been living in Europe and your body is in Africa. Yeah. So they're just telling you, like, you know,
hey, you don't know what your body is.
Hapo Africa. Like, for real, people just choose not to be kind. And that is usually the challenge in life. Are you going to choose? Because empathy comes before narcissism. Mm. When you see somebody, are you going to choose? Empathy comes. All narcissists, they get that empathy call. Be kind. You know?
Mm.
Don't hurt people's feelings. Mm. That is usually the feelings that come first. Those are the natural. Empathy is the natural way of being.
Mm.
So for somebody to cross from empathy to narcissism, I decide that, oh, I'm going to be a bitch about this. It's because they've chosen. It's about choice. Like, people choose to be narcissistic. People choose to be bullies. People choose to be terrible human beings to other people. People choose to point out other people's insecurities because they want to hurt you. They know. They know.
They know.
They know what they're doing. People know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's intentional. You don't take a gun and just shoot.
Yeah. It's very intentional, you know, because empathy comes before. Even you know, you've met people at compromising situations.
Mm.
But then do you choose? You can always choose. Everybody has a choice. People can always choose to be a bitch about it.
Yeah.
Or choose to be kind. But what do people choose most, especially Kenyans? Violence. Kenyans wanapenda violence.
Vio.
There's a lady crying on TikTok, Kenyan women. I'm not mentioning anybody's name, but Kenyans, you love violence. Kenyans, she was just talking. So, saying the way Kenyans, you know, violence, we are turning up with violence every day.
Yeah, and I don't like that culture.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's the problem, though. It never lasts. Like, negative things
don't last. They're very temporary.
So temporary, you know. I was actually giving an example about people who used to bully others in high school.
We left
and now we think,
oh my God,
those bitches are such losers. Now, when you think about it in retrospect, you're like, no.
Even in future, bullies right now, in future, they are going to be nonsense.
Yeah, like they won't make any sense.
Because one thing about bullying is that... not even bullying alone. Like, people were just assholes to other people who choose to be narcissistic and assholes.
Mm.
One thing about these people is that you are still using your energy. In this world, we all come with energy to use them. You decide where you're going to use your energy. Where energy goes, grows. If you decide that you're going to use your energy to distract the planet, because we are all connected. When you're destroying me, you're destroying yourself. What you do to yourself, what you do unto others, you do unto yourself. In Luo, we call it gimitimone wadu, itimone iniwon. That's a philosophy that is literal because we are so connected. So, you know, a narcissist or a bully is somebody that you're still using your energy. It's like, ukona hii kikombe, ukona kikombe, sindo? Mi niko na kikombe, tukona maji, tumekuja nayo, kikombe yako iko full, kikombe yangu iko full.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're told, kwenye unamwaga hiyo maji, ndio inagrow. And then me, I decided I'm a narcissist. I'm pouring my water on narcissistic stuff, abuse, bullying. And then you are pouring your water towards kindness and whatever. That is what grows. And me, this is what grows for me. So even a narcissist, you're still spilling your energy on negatives. And that is exactly what is going to come back to you in a matter of time. Because, you know, we live in a planet where everything that goes around comes back around. Everything is constantly moving.
Mm.
The earth is moving, going around, coming back around. The sun is going around, coming back around. The moon going around, coming back around. Everything is constantly moving. So even your energy that you dash out comes
coming
back.
Right back.
Yeah. It comes back.
It's on mirror back.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's always so crazy how people do bad things thinking they're going to get away with it forever when it involves other people. Like, another person knows that you fucked them.
You will laugh. You will sit and you will laugh about that person. You will have all your merry. But at the end of the day, that person is going to skyrocket right in front of you. As you down rocket right in front of them. It's always like that. Mimi, I was bullied. Like, I've been bullied through school. And when I watch people who bullied me, oh my God. You know, I don't want to be a bully ever. I've also been, like, there was a time I was bitter about it. You know, when you're bullied, when you're being, Kwanza, let me tell you, when I was being bullied, like, my bullying started home from my own sibling. So, my brother used to bully me so much that I was so bitter, I wanted to bully my sister back. My sister mwenye ananifuata. So one day my brother beat me up so bad. And then I was saying that, oh, if this is what elder siblings do, then I'm an elder sibling to my sister. Then I'm going to do it too to her. So I beat my sister up as well for nothing. Do you know I didn't? Oh, I could not. That thing, it haunted me. I apologized to my sister. I told her, I will never beat you again. I'm sorry for what I did. Today, she doesn't even remember that happened. I'm so happy that she doesn't remember. Because me, I remember being bullied.
And the people... I like to hang around with people who have a conscience, you know. I don't like to hang around with people who do things and move. because
they don't even want to listen to themselves. They've killed that inner voice, that empathic voice.
Yeah.
Mpaka is no longer there.
They can't exist as a whole person. Mm. Like, there are just aspects of them that will forever be missing.
Yeah.
That I would like to connect in my friendships and relationships. And I just don't want to hang around anybody who has no conscience.
Adjust your proximity. Kwanza, we are 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
You have a right to choose who you want to interact with and who you don't. 8 billion!
Oh my God, let me tell you something crazy.
Mm-hmm, tell me.
This is actually a very disgusting story. I was in a car with some of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not my friends, someone else's friends who I hang around.
Mm.
And the person who was driving chucked his head out the window and told a homeless person, "Hey, wait, afuta kazi." And now I was just like, okay. Apparently no one in the car remembers that happened. Mm. Now I'm just here sounding like I'm crazy. And then I'm like, do you think I would come up with something so vile?
Let me tell you.
First, second, I don't want the karma of that person to befall me.
Yeah, like, that is so, anyway.
Uh-huh. Like, I don't like people who speak out just things, you know.
They are not conscious.
Yeah, I don't like people who are not conscious. And I remember I learned consciousness very young, because I remember my cousin Mavo wanted, we were in town with my mom, we'd gone to do some shit in town, and my auntie used to work someplace and we had to go up the stairs.
Mm.
So while my mom was doing the business, me and my cousin were playing by the stairs. Then an old man came and my cousin wanted, Mavo, shame on you. Mavo wanted to like play games with him because he's like, it's a stranger, make faces and be like, And he was shaking his ass. Mavo. But he was really young.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a year younger than me. And at that time, I was probably like 7'6".
Mm-hmm.
So he was really young. But I remember being like, no, you can't do that. Also, I read, since I'm an only child, I only grew up around adults. So most of the people around me were grown.
Mm.
So I knew how to behave and how not to behave very young.
Mm.
And I knew what was acceptable and what was not. So I don't like when I hang around people who don't have that.
It's a basic social skill.
Yeah.
And now that you're talking about it, you see, like that person when you aliangalia through the window, alafu anaona huyo msee, and the first thing you kuja kwa mind yake ni tafuta kazi, ajui venye huyo mtu alienda papo. And it brings me to a very important philosophy.
Which is so crazy, but I'll tell you something after we're done recording.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It brings me to a very important philosophy in this life that says, the universe gives earthly handicaps to the world's strongest and most renowned masters.
Mm.
And that is one thing that if you're not conscious, you will never know. You see the world, everything you see around your environment is a reflection of something that is going on within you. Mm. Everything we see now from the collective world, like in Kenya, we have street kids. We have homeless people. We have people who are dying with drought. Uko.
Yeah. Guy.
There's everything. Hard. And you might think that it has nothing to do with you, but it actually has everything to do with all of us. Because we are so much connected that the repercussions of what we do spiritually, collectively, is actually manifesting in the physical form as the world around us. And these forms of handicapsy, sometimes you might meet somebody who ana mguu. Handicapsy. When somebody, you can't see somebody's leg on the physical dimension. And this is not even a joke. If you can't see somebody's eyes on the physical dimension, don't for a minute think they don't have eyes.
Mm.
And this is a philosophy that really, me studying microbiology really helped me with. Because microbiology, there's a lot of things that are microscopic. You cannot see them in the physical dimension. But the fact that you can't see something in the physical dimension, if I was to collect this air like this, you might think there's nothing here. But actually, there's millions of microbes in any meshika to up.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And that is what life is. Like, if you can't see something on the physical, don't assume it is not there. And you know now the tricks of life. You know, the universe being a parent and just trying you. Like, are you an asshole? By just bringing somebody who is really poor.
Mm.
You can't see their wealth. on this physical dimension, but you're thinking everybody has everything. Mm. The same way ukona kichwa, like the way we are created with all the legs, eyes, everybody has, right? Mm. It's the same way everybody has everything. Wealth, you know, a dimension of you when you're wealthy, a dimension of you when you're in poverty, a dimension of you when you're sick, a dimension of you when you're well. Everybody has everything. Mm. But the fact that you can't see people's things doesn't mean they are not there.
Yeah.
So to me, I respect every... Me, as long as... Like, the way I serve respect is, it is two-way. Me, as long as you respect me, I don't care whether you are a street kid. I don't care whether you are somebody who you don't have anything to your name. I don't care whether you don't have a home, you're just roaming on the street. As long as you're able to give me respect, I will give you respect. Like, as long as... And if you disrespect me, I don't care if you're a millionaire. I don't care if you have... You're the president of this world. You know, of this earthly realm. Mm. I don't care if you are the king. Mm. If you disrespect me, I will not give you respect. I will not.
Yeah.
And literally, that is the philosophy that I go by.
Me too.
And people who cannot understand, because that is so basic. It is the most... It is default setting.
Basic human... Yeah. Yeah.
It is a basic social skill. Mm. So people who, they go out dashing respect to people they deem worthy because of what they have in this particular physical dimension. Mm. And then they go disrespecting people because they cannot see what they have in this particular. Those are the worst. They are setting themselves up for so much disaster because they have no idea of the philosophy.
How can you be so tone deaf to life?
Exactly. Like, it's like you're deaf. What are you living for?
You're living,
if you
life
walk
in
around
such bad taste.
Disrespecting people for what you see, he should go to a microbiology class and just see the amount of things that we don't see with the naked eye. If you see the amount of things we don't see with the naked eye, you'll be humbled and you'll never disrespect anybody in this particular dimension. Because you don't know. You don't really know.
Have no idea. Mm. You really have no idea. And that when they tell so you, dumb. Listen. Yeah. I think we've come to the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. I had such a lovely day. I had such a lovely session recording this with you. And I hope you could come back again for another episode. I'm sure
your fans will dictate. If we'll they dictate see. That we come back, we can make this a thing.
I'm actually. Sure they're going to love this. I'm
Let
sure
them tell
will.
Me if they love it, we make it a thing so that we build up a community.
A community, yeah. Mm. Okay. Yay. See you guys next time when I post. See? You know, I'm very, very unpredictable. Yeah. So you never know when I post.
Unpredictability
Bye.
Is the way to go.
Yeah. Bye.